You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're paying attention between Friday and Monday, you're noticing a bit of a difference in the rejoins we've heard. It was a heavy metal theme on Friday, and now we've got a little whatever the hell this is, R&B, hip-hop, rap, music that Stiz brings to the table. Also haven't heard any Christmas music mixed in. We had a little bit of that on Friday with Jackson behind the glass back there. But it is, it's 4:30. And Stiz, that means it's time to give something away.
Folks, it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked up football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Caller number 10 right now at the contest line, 617-931-0937. Again, I see it lighting up. You're calling the wrong number, 617-931-0937. If you have the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning at 7:30, you're going to win a football autographed by a current or former Patriot. It's under the tree. Dan Ball is getting it and unwrapping it as I speak. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market, located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Dan Ball?
Yes, sir.
How we doing over there?
We're doing good.
Did it put up a fight? And it was pretty good wrapping paper.
Yeah, they do. Whoever did this did a very nice job. I don't know if that falls under the Ken Laird duty of brand manager, but we ended up making our way through. And gentlemen, in advance of getting to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Oh, no way.
You
didn't.
You get a chance to win an autograph from the quarterback of the New England Patriots. We got a Drake May ball today, folks.
Nice. Caller number 10. If you know the play call from the Greg Hill Show right now on the contest line, 617-931-0937, you'll get yourself a Drake May autographed football shortly before, hopefully, nice. We talk to Drake May. And I might have to use my first question to Drake May, Fitzy, on that very topic. His signature, his autograph. You know, is he one of those guys that practiced when he was a little kid? Did he prep for all the different aspects of being a quarterback? Was he doing it like on his notebook in class back in high school? And how did he land on the current autograph?
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
Because I do think that's interesting. We're actually talking about it off air. I know people get critical. I actually retweeted something the Patriots put out on social media this weekend. They were giving away a Hunter Henry autographed football. It looked like Zorro had signed it. It was just like I never saw an H. I did see the 85, which I enjoyed. I like when the players give you a number because it helps you zero in on what the hell the squiggles say above it. But a lot of people are like, looks more like ZZ Top to me. Yeah. And I get that these players sometimes sign hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands
of things.
But make
it legible. Like, remember the whole fracas that broke out because Tom Brady autographed, like, I don't know, maybe it was like a rocking chair or like a stadium seat, and the autograph was so cruddy that an authenticator couldn't actually authenticate it, thereby diminishing its value. And the guy who paid a fortune for it was like, all you got to do is just make your signature legible. That's it. Like, can he re-sign this for me, please? This is killing me.
I said to these guys, though, you sometimes get caught. When you have a mortgage, you sign a million things on your mortgage forms. And there's no way my signature on the first one looked the same as page 372 of the mortgage form. Like, no. When you sign that many things, it gets a little, your hand cramps up.
That's why DocuSign is awesome. Just, yeah, add signature. Yes, add signature. Yes, add signature.
Yeah, but you can't do that with you. You want a nice football or a picture, and you want it authenticated. So,
truth.
Where do we stand with the Drake May MVP talk as we await the quarterback of the Patriots? Because, you know, some of us, as I've said, have, you know, sprinkled a little something, and listeners of the show know it's literally a little something. It's $2 on Drake May to win the MVP. And my buyout shrunk significantly over the weekend. And
inactivity, like, and another big game for Stafford, I bet, right?
Yeah, but it's like, well, he did nothing wrong. Like,
it's what have you done for me lately, though?
So I just need him to bounce back on Sunday afternoon and win a shootout with Josh Allen with 350 yards and 4 touchdown passes, and I'll be back, baby.
Okay, so that would be his highest touchdown total of the season, and that would be his first 300-yard game of the season as well.
Yes, it would be. But are you saying that's not possible?
Anything is possible.
Yeah, I think it's, and he's trending. How many times in the last whatever has he had 284 to 294 yards or whatever it's been? Yeah. It's become like
283 is like his, like the, that's like the target yardage for him every game.
It's become this weird thing. Now, the one question, and I don't know if we have the audio ready right now, but there was some audio making the rounds out there of David Andrews over this topic in regards to winning the MVP and whether you would even want your quarterback to win the MVP. And this goes back years. There's always been this thing like you can't
Madden
win the
curse,
MVP
baby.
And the Super Bowl in the same year. Let's hear David Andrews and his thoughts on Drake May winning the MVP.
Is he the MVP? Yes. Do I want him to win it? No.
Interesting.
Okay. I've been a part of one MVP season. It was one season we didn't win a Super Bowl. It's like Patrick Mahomes when he did it in 22. It was the first time in like 20 years. So, long answer, no. I don't want him to win it.
So, we really believe in all that? Like, I'm sorry. I want him to win it. I want my quarterback to be the MVP. I want my quarterback to win the Super Bowl. I want my quarterback to be considered the best quarterback in football. And I think, you know, there's things that are connected that aren't always connected. Does David Andrews really believe they didn't win the Super Bowl because Tom Brady won the MVP? Like, does he legitimately?
He most certainly does not believe that, but he's probably a man of great faith and superstition.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And doesn't like the precedent. Don't forget, the year before, 2016, who was your MVP?
You're going to tell me.
Matt Ryan. And Matt, what happened to Matt Ryan in the Super Bowl?
He should have won the damn Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl.
Just like Tom Brady should have won it, but he didn't either. Sometimes greater forces are at play, Hart.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I want my quarterback to be the best quarterback in football, because I think if you have the best quarterback in football, you have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. And Drake May right now, I believe, is the best quarterback in football. So he can win the MVP award, and then he can win, you know what else? The Super Bowl MVP award in February. Dan Ball.
Okay. Well, you take a breath from speeding yourself up there.
I was just going to say, did the heart bot like have a malfunction? Is there smoke coming out of him?
Felt like Ted when he was arguing against Belichick to go in the Hall of Fame. I was picking up steam.
Just to ask the contrarian questions, because I'm curious, is there any concern of him setting the bar too high for himself in year two, or is that not a thing?
No, that's not a thing.
Okay, I'm
just asking. You ever hear, don't break a diamond, a diamond doesn't shine too bright? Any other cliche I can make up about diamonds? He's a diamond. You know who also won the MVP in year two?
You told me a few weeks ago you can shatter a diamond.
Yeah, I know, but we don't talk about that here on the show anymore. But Patrick Mahomes, he won the MVP in year two. Did that hurt him at all?
I would say no.
Okay.
But you did just call him dumpy today, so maybe indirectly.
Yeah, and Drake May's wife does. Hey, Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Andy, allow me to cherry pick. I'll cherry pick an example to benefit my argument as well. Lamar Jackson won the MVP in his second year. How'd that go for him?
Yeah, he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. It's fine.
He also got eliminated in the division round at home after a bye.
Right. And you know why?
Because he went up against Mike Vrabel.
And his team lets him down. If you go back and cherry pick those losses for Lamar Jackson, watch how many times Mark Andrews doesn't catch the ball. Watch how many times Mark Andrews deflects a ball over the middle that ends up picked off by the safety.
Or that Zay Flowers reaches for the goal. By the way, everybody from James Cook to Zay Flowers and beyond, stop. Belichick used to preach this, and you know this too. Stop reaching with the nose of the football for the pylon or the goal line. It only ends in turnover and sadness for
you. I don't trust your athletes. I trust my athletes to make plays, and I trust my athletes to make decisions. If you think you need to do it and it's the best decision to score, then do it. Now, be smart about it. Be a smart athlete, but be a playmaker. Like, I have to – Josh Allen did something yesterday. He did it late in the game where they praised him for taking a sack and not throwing it away. I don't know if you remember the play. Mm-mm. He did, like, an up and over with the football, which was one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. But because he was able to get it over the guy's head and then tuck it away and take the sack and the clock keeps running and then they call timeout, it's a smart play. It was kind of a dumb play. The only thing that made it not a dumb play was he didn't fumble. Like, it was kind of a dumb play. I need my athletes to make the right play, to be aggressive, to be like, you can't make plays at a high level playing out of fear, right? We saw Drake May in week one. Seemed like he was playing out of fear. No. I need you to play aggressive. I need you to take chances. It's like that throw to, was it Pop Douglas down the middle that I said was a throw?
Yeah, Pop Douglas was in the middle of five guys.
Bad throw, except it wasn't. That's what I pay you for. That's why you're going to be, as Adam Schefter would say, a $65 or $70 million a year quarterback, because you can make that play. You know when to make that play, and no one else can. That's why you're great. So if you want to reach for the goal line, reach for the goal line. The only thing I'll say is you better damn well get it, because if you lose the ball and we lose this game, then I'm going to be really mad at you, and you'll still get paid $60
million. Yeah, there have been some disturbing turnover trends in the NFL recently. Like, James Cook wanted to just give the ball away yesterday. Like, he seemed hell-bent on fumbling.
Right.
I know. I mean, like, he's also, like, a running back. I think he's had the ball the second most of any running back in the last, over the last two seasons. Like, oh, no, he's second behind McCaffrey in terms of total touches. So you can see, obviously, like, sometimes fatigue may be playing a part in it, even though any one of us would likely trade, you know, a lot of quality football players to get a James Cook on our team.
All right, we have to announce our winner. We have a winner of a freshly signed, I shouldn't say that, I don't know how fresh it is, a signed autographed Drake May football from under the tree. Dan Ball unwrapped it for you. And Melissa B. of Abington, That is yours because you knew the play call that was announced this morning on the Greg Hill Show. According to my sheet, that was Check Vegas. Now I have to give out a play call that you'll need to give to Greg Hill tomorrow morning at 7:30 to get another football from under our tree autographed by a current or former New England Patriot. And that play call is Laser 24. That's Laser 24. Ready, break. Laser 24 tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show at 7:30. We'll get you another autographed Patriots football from WEEI in our QB Under the Tree segment. Coming up next here on WEEI, we're hoping to talk with Drake May. We have been awaiting his arrival. We're going to talk to him about the bye week, this matchup with Josh Allen and the Bills, maybe being the leading vote-getter in the Pro Bowl voting right now, all that and more up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.